This show was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kanepes, Hawke's Bay's community access radio station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for enabling us to put Hawke's Bay voices on air. Come on the bay!
Come on the bay! You're listening to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Mayor of Voices, and it's my pleasure, as always, to have on the phone Sandra Hazelhurst, the Mayor of Hastings. How are you going, Sandra?
Going very well, thank you.
Oh, that's what I'd like to hear. Now, so much doom and gloom around. I thought this week we would just look at the good news stuff. And Hastings City Council celebrating Youth Week this week.
Yes, we've actually got so much to be thankful for. We've got this dynamic and very diverse youth council and very, very strong and got some great ideas. And so it's about, getting our youth voice into everything we do and looking at, them potentially in the Senate for Council. They're on all our subcommittees. And our youth is a really important space. But for me, it always has been. And, we're going to be looking at whether or not we create a youth space, a hub in town for our young people, if that's what they're looking for. And so we've gone out and we've got a strategy now to look at, get their views and opinions about what's missing for youth in Hastings.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that work and hearing back about what our youth community think. And Youth Week is always good to time to gather those views.
That's a great point. I mean, I don't think I've ever gone past that skate park, which is in the centre of Hastings, that there hasn't been someone there.
Exactly. And, that was opened in 2013. And the most amazing part of that, and we're just in the process of doing Blacksmith Park because they used to have this very, very sad old bowl in Blacksmith. Now they're going to have a fabulous skate park. But the one in Hastings, we've had those kaitiaki there where we support our young people and look after the space so it's always safe. And, what we did is we got the students at the time from high schools around who actually planted the trees. Now they're really tall, almost 9 years on, and all the youth took ownership of the skate park, yes, it cost the ratepayers a bit of money, but my goodness, what a success story!
Absolutely right. And speaking of parks, the Mitre 10 Park upgrade is nearing completion.
Yes, well, it's going to be the new giant boxing academy and cricket, and so. And the team have done really well with their fundraising, and it's just going to be, another two really good codes down there, and having a purpose-built place for the Giants Boxing Academy. Those guys do incredible work. It's not just about boxing, it's about, mentoring, well-being of our young people. So it's going to be exciting to have those other two codes down at the Regional Sports Park.
Absolutely. What about a bit of an update finally on what's happening at the Toi Toi Opera House area?
So the municipal building, Extravaganza, will be the first weekend in August.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll close the streets and there'll be tours and there'll be fun and activity. There'll be a big early morning blessing. There's probably going to be a ball. So there's all sorts of things planned for that first weekend in August, and that's the municipal building. So what's really good to hear post-COVID is that Toi Toi, who have, opened by the Prime Minister in February 2020, a month later we went into COVID, they've had two incredibly tough years. But to hear last night that they've pretty much got bookings right to the end of the year. So people are coming out, shows are coming to town, and, it's great that people are feeling good about going and sitting in a theatre now and watching some beautiful arts. There was contemporary dance here on Friday night. So it's just lovely to think that, hopefully, we'll be able to keep going instead of opening, closing and closing, opening. And so the municipal precinct with the assembly hall that, and all of the new businesses below, it'll be a home for our Hastings Information Centre. And that's just a really exciting space. It'll be when we conferences and meetings and come to Toi Toi Arts and Events Centre, people will be able to go and find out what else to see in Hastings. They'll be able to go out and enjoy the hospitality that's going to be in the building. It's just going to be a very, very cool vibe and adding to that part of town. So, yeah, very, very excited about, you know, Torture Arts and Events. And finally, the last piece of the puzzle will be put in place.
Absolutely.
And everyone will be, and then we're going to have a bit of a thing of first dance and last dance. So we're going to speak to all New Zealanders because everyone has a story about the beautiful assembly hall and, you know, school ball or
yes.
wedding or dance or something that went on in their day, and they have all their memories. So we are reaching out to our community to say, tell us your memory of being on in the assembly room, the assembly hall in the day. And so we're going to capture all those stories and share them. And so that, you know, that'll be fabulous.
What a great idea. You keep up the great work and look forward to talking to same time, same place next time.
Awesome. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Sandra.
Have a great day.
This show was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kanepas, Hawke's Bay's community access radio station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for enabling us to put Hawke's Bay voices on air.